Russian troops continue to concentrate their main efforts on attempts to encircle units of the Ukrainian Defense Forces near Lysychansk and Luhansk region, the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine has reported. Lysychansk suffers from airstrikes. After the capture of Severodonetsk, the enemy concentrated all its forces on occupying the last fortress of Luhansk region, Lysychansk. Airstrikes were inflicted on the town, as well as in the area of Bilahora. There is a lot of destruction. Lysychansk is almost unrecognizable now. A TV tower lies on the ground. A road bridge is seriously damaged. Shells hit houses, the SBU building, etc. Head of the Luhansk Regional State Administration Serhii Haidai wrote. He also informed that Vovchoyarovka, Loskativka, Verkhnokamyanka, and Zolotarovka had also suffered destruction due to shelling. Meanwhile, head of the Donetsk Regional Military Administration Pavlo Kirilenko during an all-Ukrainian telethon said that the Russian occupiers were building up their forces in the Slovyansk direction. We can see them building up personnel, heavy armored vehicles and artillery in the Slovyansk direction. The enemy is following its tactics and attempting to get closer to our defense lines in order to use cannon artillery against the town in addition to missiles and aircrafts that they are systemically using in Donetsk region. Russians do not change tactics. We saw what happened in Mariupol and Severodonetsk. Thus, we are preparing for any scenario in Slovyansk, Kirilenko noted. He said that the entire line of contact was under continuous fire from the Russian occupiers. The day before, President Volodymyr Zelensky in the evening report of 25 June reminded that Russia had planned to capture most of Ukraine on the fifth day of a full-scale invasion, and in fact it arranged a missile show on the fifth month of the war, which did not change anything strategically for it. It is not just the destruction of our infrastructure, it is also a very cynical, calculated pressure on the emotions of our people. But it's not us who will be overpowered, we will overpower them. No Russian missiles, no strikes can break the morale of Ukrainians. And each of their missiles is an argument in our negotiations with partners, the head of state stressed. He also added that Ukraine would return all the occupied territories, every settlement captured by the Russians. Bohdan Marushiak.